Welcome to the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. Join Taskmaster 4450 and John G. Olson each and every week as they dive into the crazy world of cryptocurrency. If you are new to crypto or you've been through a few bear markets in the past, this podcast is for you. It's time to start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to another fun-filled episode, our second episode of Season 4, end of 2024, of the Cryptomaniacs Podcast, for your viewing and listening pleasure always and forever on the blockchain via Vim. We're also streaming on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, whatever your heart desires to call that platform, you can call it. Of course, we're on YouTube, which is embedded into Threads. We're on Threads. How you doing, Task? It's been a whole whopping 2 days since we've seen each other.
Yes, yes. And you know, the platform's X, but what do you do? Do you X on there or do you still tweet? That's still the grand mystery.
Yeah. So
I mean, they change it now to post, which that doesn't work. So I don't know. Yeah, oh, well, I'm not on there anyway. I don't give a shit. I just post my one link a day and that's it. So good luck, Elon. Have fun. Yeah. Not my problem. Don't care. I like your Tesla. I might like your SpaceX, but I have no interest in your Twitter or your X or whatever you're calling it.
Yeah. He was like sitting on that domain name for like decades. So he's like, I finally got a use case. I'm going to rebrand.
Well, it does fit in with the XAI. I mean, he is taking it and branding it well and going to, I think, end up combining a lot. There's going to be some cross-pollinization, especially XAI and X.com, since they're both privately held and his. So, you know, it's not the dumbest idea in the world, but it's like anything else. I mean, I just laughed when I saw people say, oh, that's stupid. And it's like, no, it's genius because you assholes are talking about it. So it's like it gets everybody. I mean, what do you want with marketing? What do you want with branding? You want people talking about it. So that's exactly what people were doing, is talking about it. And I didn't think the Twitter brand was anything that spectacular. Some people were saying, oh, you're destroying a brand that's been around for 15 years. Like, who cares? Twitter. I mean, it didn't, and I'm not a Twitter expert. I'm not on the platform, but it didn't seem to be that overwhelming a brand, if you ask me.
It just had a track record. That was it, right? I mean, for social media, it was kind of the first microblogging, and
that's still there. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you go to X. Hell, you type in twitter.com, you end up on X.com, you do the same thing. It even looks the same. They haven't changed it much, which, you know, there's probably no reason to. It's a decent layout, I guess. It's effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just today I was writing some stuff. I was doing some work, and I'm sitting there trying to say, well, what do I call this? Do I call it Twitter? Do I call it tweets? Do I call it X? So from now on, it's Twitter X.
Twitter X, you're covering your bases.
Covering my bases.
And so it'll be a tweet. According to John Go, it's Twitter X, and what you do on there is you tweet X.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a hyphen between tweet and X, or is it just tweet and an X on the end of tweet?
That's the next. How do we get ourselves into this madness?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways. Fun stuff. So a little bit of housekeeping. I had a fun little event yesterday with Leo Live. It's funny how when you pick names for things, like, you know, I was really savvy when I joined the blockchain. I said John G. Olson. Because I figured.
You're freezing.
Of course I'm freezing because, you know,
we were talking about Elon, so he's freezing your ass down.
I'm hardwired in too, so there's no reason why I should be freezing.
You realize Elon has microbes in your brain, and when you think bad things about him, he's going to throttle your internet. That's what he does.
Damn it, Elon. But yeah, so I picked John G. Olson, which turned into
John Golson.
John Golson, also John Go, which is how we came across with John Go now. So
nobody
I picked Leo Live.
John Go? Nobody called you Sorry? John Go through your life? You were never called John Go? Really?
Seems J-O. To be like just that was it.
Right? It seems like a natural John Go. But I guess you're right. If most people don't know the G, then they wouldn't know that.
Too. That was always a fun one too. I loved that one. But yeah, so I picked Leo Live. Of course, if you are familiar with the French language, that is l'olive. So the olive in French, l'olive. And now I can't unsee it. So Leo Live is codenamed l'olive going forward. Did you catch my show yesterday by any? No.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
I was in the thread cast.
Yeah, you said that you had to wrap it up because you had videos to make. That's what you literally told me.
Yeah, well, fucking, we got shit to do. Appreciate it. Come on. No, I was there. I supported your first show.
Why are you hanging out with us? You got Lion's Den tomorrow, the rebrand.
Yes, the rebrand based upon that, well, was 2 weeks ago because we had the AMA last week. So 2 weeks ago, Eric got on and offered up the name, and it's a rebrand. So you'll get the same spiel at the beginning of the show tomorrow. But basically, since I do most of the talking and my focus and my knowledge base is Leo, then most of the people who come on, their focus is Leo. We just decided to go, okay, Leo's Lion's Den. Most of what we talk about is Leo, but it's not exclusive that if somebody wants to come in and share about Holozing or Essency or what's going on there. I mean, the problem is I don't know what's going on in Essency. So unless somebody brings it up, I have no knowledge. But, you know, people can talk about hive-related topics, you know, same as always, just we're going to, since it tends to lean towards Leo, it's like, why not have that Leo theme? So Lion's Den tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And for those who don't know what it is in their time zone and want us to tell you, Google can be your friend.
Let's visit that, because we put the threadcast up a couple of hours ago and I refreshed it and there was 30 comments. So I'm assuming people are fired up. We've got a lot of questions. No, it was 30 questions trying to figure out what time is 3 p.m. Eastern. Here is an amazing, amazing discovery that we will have using our friend Google.
So all now, you got to do so is now, go to. So now it's education time with John Go on the Cryptomaniac Show. The John Go Education Hour.
Here is how you do this, folks. You go to google.com.ca, whichever dot it is, and you go into the big, massive search box that is Google, because it's basically one little page with a search box. You go, what time is 3 p.m. Eastern? And then, of course, you got to learn how to spell. But if you do that, you press enter. Look at that. Look at that. It gives you the time right up here where you at. So I am in the Mountain Time Zone, which is in Calgary, Alberta, is in the Mountain Time Zone. And it tells me that 3 p.m. Eastern is 1 p.m. my time. Fascinating technology we have access to in 2024. This is mind-blowing technology. Are you ready for a rant task after this? We're going to have a little rant.
If I'm not ready, does it matter at all?
You'll love it. You're ready. I feel that you're ready for this. So okay. you're going to love this. Because you always talk about building businesses. So fun story. We're going to do story time with John Go as everyone's favorite pastime. I got started building businesses online 25 years ago. Online. One of the first companies I ever worked for was based out of Perth, Australia. Western Australia at that. Australia is a big place. Multiple time zones in Australia. I essentially had to work on the time zone that the guy who owned the company was based. He didn't base his day on Eastern time. He didn't base his time on North American time. He based his time on where he was. Myself, as someone who was trying to build my reputation up, build a business, wanted to make a little bit of moolah, I said, self, it's time to sacrifice a few extra hours of your favorite DVD, because that's what we had back then, was DVDs, not Netflix. And you're going to have to probably stay up late and work at the time that this person is around. I'm not telling people to be here live. Like, this is the beautiful thing. We can record these things. They're on YouTube forever and ever. They're on ThreeSpeak forever and ever. We're all happy. That's great. But the constant thing that I hear is, oh, I'm sleeping. Okay. Well, do you want a cookie? Like, what you want a reward that you're sleeping, or you have to sacrifice sleep? World's smallest violin. For 3 years of my life building businesses online, I was on Perth, Australian time. So I don't have that, like, and this, I'm not trying to sound mean. I'm not trying to sound rude. I'm not trying to, like, whoa, you know, and I get it. We all have lives. But then you have a choice. You have 1,440 minutes a day. What you choose to allocate that time to will determine your future. Back then, my time allocation was focused on, when can I provide the most value for this guy's company? Which happened to be at around midnight to about 3 in the morning. Guess what I did from midnight to 3 in the morning for 3 years? Worked on his time, not my time, his time. So thank you for listening to my rant. All of that, it's so late at night thing, world's smallest violin. And especially a lot of the times, the people that are saying that are a whole hell of a lot younger than I am right now. And when I was your age, all I was doing was hustling. I stayed up all night to work on my business. I sacrificed sleep to work on my business. And I get it. We all have lives. We have responsibilities. I get it. I get it. I get it. But every now and again, you have to dedicate some time to your business, to your hustle. And it might not be a 9-to-5, folks. It might not be a 9-to-5. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. Let's see how many people I pissed off.
Nope. About half of what I would, so, with my rant, so.
No. It's not one person. Solvi said, I never thought I would kick off a rant. No, it's not one person. I've heard this for years when it comes to building businesses online. It's always not my time zone thing.
What time is that my time? Fuck you. I'm not. Look, Google. What are you, Amaran? Alexa. Yeah. Siri. I mean, there's 1,000 different ways to get information today. You know, it's like, this is the epitome of laziness. You can't even look at what a time. And even if you don't have that, if you're not logged into Google, just type in time conversion calculator or something. There's 1,000 sites that you just enter the time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, and it shows you, you know, you enter in whatever your time zone is, it shows you what it is. It's like simple. What's next? You know, can you tell me how many ounces in a pound? Look it up.
It blows my mind. It's been years and years and years. And again, this goes back to what you talk about with building businesses. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? If we're trying to build businesses, and even on my side of things, if you're trying to build a brand, guess what? Not everyone's going to be catering to your time zone. Not everyone's going to be
catering. If you don't have the initiative to look up and do a time conversion, what the hell do you have the initiative to do? Seriously. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
If I'm working with, asked, well, what time is that in my time? Forget it. We're not working together anymore. It's like, what are you kidding? You can't even look it up?
So you want the good news or the bad news, man?
There's bad news after this?
Do you care?
Everything's relevant.
Don't have a lot of questions.
Well,
don't have a lot of questions for the Threadcast.
That's odd for 3 o'clock. I guess we get the questions at night. The 3 o'clock crowd isn't in, they're not too inquisitive. They must be, they must have all the answers.
I think so. They're a savvy group, but So
the dumbasses come out at night. The smart people are out during the day, or during the day for us, you know, might be night elsewhere, but we don't care what it is where you are because we're not there. Yeah. See how that works? Yeah, it's our fucking show.
I didn't go that far to drop F-bombs, but you know, if Task is passionate, that's good. That's all we want, a passionate Taskmaster. So,
hey, I had to behave during Leo Live because it's not my show. I'm just a threadcaster like everybody else. So it's like, you know your role, know your place in life. And with Leo Live, my place is in the audience with everybody else. And, you know, the level of misbehaving I can do is limited. And the influence I exert is zero. It's not my show. Here, different story.
Yeah, we are allowed to rant. And so we have to scroll down until we get to Lisa's first question, right up your alley too, to ask. Because, like, I don't know if you saw, but that was literally 30 questions about time zones and what time it was, and it was great. I upvoted everybody.
Let's that go. Unfortunately seems to be indicative of the level of something with the crowd. You all may want to take a look at that.
Where is Leo Glossary at for numbers of pages and songs? So she, do you have a count, an updated count for
pages is like 52, 30 maybe. It went over 5,200 yesterday. Songs, it slowed down and I haven't been focusing upon it. I really am anxious to get polls back. But anyway, that's 3,800, if I had to guess. So closing in on 4,000 songs. Sean NFT keeps sending me a batch, and I keep creating a page. You know, actually, I go about 2 days and then create like 4 pages that he sends me. You know, and there's some other ones trickling in here and there. And I've done some comedy pages. I did, as I mentioned the other day, a Johnny Carson page, and did a motivation page with all kinds of motivational things off YouTube from, you know, Schwarzenegger and Les Brown and Tony Robbins, and, you know, just some of these clips that you see out there of either them or, you know, their voices overlaid into a 8 or 10 minute motivational video. You know, there's the Russian mob motivational dude. I did, you know, probably 20 videos of his on a page. So just branching out into some comedy, branching out into motivation. As I said, with the music, I'm really, for myself, I want the polls back because I want to put polls on these songs. I think that's a value add to the thread. You know, and I don't know if editing the song will update with the poll. You might have to put the poll in on creation. So I don't know that, but B, even if you can do it, you know, it's going to take a while to go back through, for me, probably 500, 600, 700 songs that I've done. And then, you know, obviously I can't do anything about what the other people did because that's under their account. But there will be on the Lion's Den tomorrow, there will be some information about all of this. And this is something that I'm glad I'm Nomad Soul Beyond, because he can then beat on Cal about it. But I have something that basically is revolutionary for at least Leo Glossary. If not for Leo, but I have no control over Leo. At some point I can get somebody to create this for Leo Glossary, And it solves the wiki problem. That's for sure.
Mm. Well, there you go. So that's it's noon Eastern or 1 p.m. Eastern?
1 p.m. Eastern. And don't ask what time, what that's in your time zone. Look it up. Django just gave you a lesson.
Go look at all the comments. If you're in Mountain Time, that's 11 a.m. for us. So me and Simple Game, that's 11 a.m. for us.
For the rest of you, that's that fuck off clock.
He's bitter. He's bitter. We like it. We like,
you know, look it up. I mean, it's, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, when I talk to somebody, I'm the same way as you. I know somebody in Australia. And when I talk with her, I'm sitting here trying to figure out, okay, what time of year is it? Is it four? Because it fluctuates. They have different times of changing their clock than we do. So it's between like where she is in, she's in Melbourne. It's like between 14 and 16 hours, depending on the time of year where I'm at. And so I'm always like, you know, I'll try to figure out like, well, all of a sudden I'll have to engage with her. And it's like, okay, what time of the year? What, you know, I it's just, you know, I can't even sit here and say, okay, well, like with you, I can always add or subtract for me 2 hours. That doesn't change, but there it changes where for a month it's 16 hours and a month it's 14 hours and the rest or, you know, whatever. It's time zones are a pain in the ass. Why don't we just have one time zone? And it's like, if you're in the wrong time zone, who cares? So you stay up all night and sleep all day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Screw the rest of the world. It's Eastern time zone only, right? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, probably the world. What is that? Greenwich Mean Time? I think that's the 0 hour or something, I think. Or I think Greenwich Mean Time is the 0 hour. And then everybody's, you know, positive or negative, whether you go east or west. Yeah. So
it's almost as confusing as RSI lines for me. So I just, yeah. Boomer Tunes, which is Lisa. She had a little comment there saying, so they must be doing ongoing work on Leo because some of my threads appear to have been deleted. I don't think threads can be deleted on the chain. There might have been a hiccup on in Leo, but they're definitely out there if you've put them out there.
Well, and that also can be – I don't think the situation with all the nodes is cleared up because I've had some issues with hot blocks. So you could get a hiccup during you know, when you're posting a thread with, you know, the main node and screws things up too. So, I've had a few that didn't show up. It's,
yeah, so that
goes. Just rethread.
This is an issue that's come up. There's been a few vocal people on chain, let's say, that have been complaining about the front end at Leo and causing a stir, trying to get a little bit of drama in the lives of everyone. I made a comment in the Leo Discord today addressing this, and I'll throw it out to you and see what you say. Bitcoin just celebrated its 15th birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leo, as a token, as a tribe, is 3 to 4 years old.
Okay. Give or take, I think about four. Well, yeah, it'd be older than four because it was before the fork, and we're about four now. So four, right. A little over four. Okay, we'll go with it.
So you got a four-year-old community, and then you have threads, which is less than a year old. The current version of what we see, less than a year old.
Yeah.
So Bitcoin is essentially a teenager, right? Starting to grow hair in different places. Armpits are starting to get a little hairy, a little weird. Leo can't even like wipe its bum properly yet because it's 3 or 4 years old. And I'm speaking from experience from my four-year-old that's in the house that calls me all the time. That's a little bit too much information. But then we have threads, which is less than a year old. So barely walks, crawling. If you pull back, because something Task and I talk about all the time on this podcast, if you pull back and look at the big picture, we are babies. Babies. This is the beginning of the life of this stuff. If you guys think we're going to be able to run marathons in less than a year of being around, 4 years of being a community, if you think that this is going to be flawless execution every time someone steps up to bat and tries to knock it out of the park, if you think that, you are smoking something fabulous, because I want some of that too. It's insane. It's insanity to have this mentality, especially when these things are not backed by venture capitalists. There's not trillions of dollars backing these projects. This is grassroots stuff, community-based stuff. And if we think that this stuff is going to just be a home run every single time when we're less than, it's amazing to me. I don't, am I seeing this differently? Task, is this, am I smoking something instead of the critics? Or are we onto something here where this is not going to be perfect at 1 year old?
I don't like the analogy to Bitcoin. I think the people are freaking morons when you try to compare a website like in Leo to Twitter or to Facebook or to Instagram or to any of these applications, these websites that have been around for 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. In Facebook's case, I think it's 20 years or damn close. And go look at the archived pages of those early sites and how they looked. They did not look like they do today. Now, there's another piece of this equation, and I don't know if Simple Games is in the Threadcast. Simple Game is in the Threadcast.
Yeah.
But he would understand a lot better since he's from the dev world. It's rather simple in this day and age to connect a website to just a single API or to an API to a back-end server to have your back-end operation on Amazon Web Services or wherever the hell you put it at. Connect it to an API, you're good to go. Now you're trying to do all that while also connecting to the blockchain, connecting to nodes you don't control. It just has to be a level of integration, in I would think, that you're not dealing with just simply, you know, taking in Leo and writing to their server. If you did that, I mean, that's basic programming 101. I mean, anybody can design a website and basic back-end operations. And hell, you probably don't even have to need to know how to do that. You probably can contract that with some company or something, for all I know. But you start getting the blockchain involved and having to tie into the blockchain code. And then, you know, and that's one of the reasons for Half. One of the reasons for Half is because there's not a lot of C++ experts out there. You know, they're not unicorns. They're not a total rarity, but there's a lot more front-end developers, or there's a lot more developers who use Python than know C++, which is what I understand you need to handle with blockchain stuff. So that's the idea of Half, is to let the blockchain people handle the blockchain and to have this middleware, this second layer, where the applications can then just go into these Half servers and then pull the data from there. Leo has that, plus Leo built its own middleware. And that adds a layer of complexity. Anytime you add another layer, there's more complexity and more stuff that can go wrong. You know, that said, are the Leo developers buffoons? I have no idea. I have no basis for judgment. I don't know. But again, you don't like it? Go to fuck to Twitter X. What is it, Twitter X? Go to Twitter X, go to Facebook, go to Instagram. Get the hell out. Leave. Leave and shut up. Because if you're not going to be a trailblazer, if you expect everything to work perfectly, it's like, okay, go use Hiblog. That works perfectly. It hasn't changed in 7 years, but it works perfectly. You know, it does what it does. Now, again, I don't know what's going on with ECC. Fine, use ECC. Good for you. Go use Peak D. Good for you. I mean, you know, they do what they do. But if you want some of these other things, it's like, you know, it was like, well, Leo should integrate Waves into it. Why?
Right.
Oh, because if I want to use Eastency, so why should Leo care? Honestly, why should Leo care? And why should the other way, why should Eastency care what Leo does? Honestly, I mean, it's like, you know, it was like STEM. STEM was very specific. And people were saying, well, why can't my posts show up on STEM? Because it's not part of STEM. If you're writing about STEM, put it on there. But if you're writing about, you know, antique cars, that doesn't belong on STEM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're writing about your lunch, that doesn't belong on STEM. I mean, it's just, so I don't disagree with you. It's just shut up. And usually the people who are bitching, they're not building anything anyway. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, yeah. I mean, I've seen people refer as a customer. No, dumbass, this is Web3. You're not the customer. You know, unless
yeah,
you,
yeah.
you know, like.
That's an interesting point you brought up, and I know what you're with the comment you're referring to. The mentality of customer versus owner. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing here? Right? This is Web3. We're supposed to be like this book I'm reading, the Web3 Marketing. I finished the book. One of the themes that the author was talking about was how Web3 is actual ownership of this stuff. Like it's, mm-hmm. it's, you own it.
Mm-hmm.
If you own Hive, you are an owner of Hive.
Yep. You
pretty
have
a straightforward
digital real estate. You have a piece of it.
You have a piece of it. You get to determine where it goes. If you want more of a voice, you get more, but you own, you are an owner of this project. That's a really hard concept for a lot of people that have been I'm not going to say programmed, but are in that mentality, the 9-to-5 mentality of I punch a clock.
Let's be blunt. They're fucking slaves. They are used to being slaves. They are used to exchanging their time, their lives, their years, their youth for money,
mm-hmm.
period. And most of them are broke. You know, no matter how much they make, they're broke. You know, in the West, they, even those who make good money, they're so indebted, they're broke. So basically, you just spent your whole existence to wake up Monday morning, shower, shave, get dressed, do your hair, do whatever, go commute in traffic to give your entire day to an organization, for the most part, that doesn't really give a crap about you. And it's just right. keeping you above poverty at the end of the day, if you just really look at it hard. Because guess what? You don't show up for a few weeks. All those niceties of that nice car, that house, that apartment, whatever it is, it all goes bye-bye because you just start defaulting. Unless you own that shit outright, you start defaulting. And I agree with you 1,000% on this point, Django. The simple fact of the matter appears most people cannot comprehend being owners. And I've talked about it for years. You've talked about it for years. I've written posts on Leo. You're an owner. We got to get the ownership mindset. It's like talking to the wall. And you know why? I'm convinced because these people cannot get it. They are completely and utterly incapable. And it's sad. And it is programming. You kind of waffled on the word. It is programming. This is what our culture teaches. This is why you go to school, to get a job, to be a slave. It doesn't teach you to be an entrepreneur. It doesn't right. teach you investing. It doesn't teach you money management. It gives you the skills necessary to go get a job. And then you, once you get that job, you go through the corporate or company training and they show you how they want it done, when you show up, where you show up, what you do while you're here, when you can take your breaks, when you get your vacations, what time you leave. And by the way, they decide if you meet the performance standards or not and whether they'll keep your ass or not. And that's really the reality for most people's work career. It was for mine. I had the advantage. I was able to make greater income through commissions and stuff like that. But still, I wasn't allowed to roll in at 11 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't allowed to just bolt at 2 in the afternoon. It's like, even if you were putting up the numbers and you worked half a day, it's like, well, if you work a full day, you put up bigger numbers. I mean, that's what it is. And so the idea of exchanging time for money is slavery, because the time amount is fixed and you are spending the one piece of the universe that you cannot recapture. Time. We cannot go back in time. And that's the problem. And owners don't have the luxury of bitching. Owners have to fix it. You know, an owner can't sit there and say, oh, well, my sales are down 30% because we're in a recession. Guess what? The bank doesn't care. Pay me. The employees don't care. Pay us. Your suppliers don't care. Pay us. Your customers don't care. Service us. We don't care you had to lay off 4 people. Our machine's down. Send somebody out to fix it now. I mean, this is the way of the world. So, you know, what do you do as an owner? You do whatever needs to be done. You see the problem, and if you have the capability, you get in there and fix it. What do you do as a customer? What do you do as a user? You bitch and moan. You complain. You fuss. What do you do as an employee? You bitch and moan. Oh, they don't pay me enough to do this. My boss is an asshole. You know, the lady in accounting doesn't like me. Human resources is on my ass. The customers don't like me. Whatever it is, people just want to pitch, moan, and complain. As an owner, you don't have that capability. It's like tough shit. You know, the guy I used to work for, who owned the company that I worked for before he sold it, he said, I'm the one guy who can't quit, and I'm the one guy who can't. Oh, he say, I'm the one guy who can't be fired, but I'm also the one guy who can't quit.
Yep.
He was stuck with it, you know.
You know, what's interesting, too, is going back to the comment, and I'm not trying to beat a dead horse. Yes, I am. Who am I kidding? Was the concept that, oh, we're paying for premium memberships, so we're customers. Do people even know what happens with that 10 HBD? When I'm sending 10 HBD to Leopool, I'm not going, oh, man, I'm just putting money in Cal's pocket. It doesn't go to Cal. What happens with that 10 HBD? As an owner, you should know, and it should excite you that people are paying the 10 HBD.
It goes into a liquidity pool.
Which helps you as an owner.
Well, it helps Hive and Leo, because it buys both Hive and Leo off the open market and sticks them into the liquidity pool, which we need liquidity to. You know, again, as we've discussed in other shows, how the hell do you get out of $50,000 worth of Hive? Or how do you get $50,000 worth of Hive? Good luck doing that. It's really not possible unless you're out of North America and can get into Binance. And I don't even know if they could handle that type of volume. But, we need to develop these things. I sent out a thread earlier that said, you know, because India is now going after the centralized exchanges.
Yeah.
And I said, these nations are doing and forcing the industry to do what we should have been doing all along, creating DEXs, and I didn't mention it, but liquidity pools. We should be creating these old things ourselves. And now we're going to be forced to, because, and Hive's ahead of the curve on that, because I can tell you, any regulation that comes down in the United States, any regulation, which means Canada's going to fall, any regulations that come down from the EU are going to be similar to the United States or vice versa, and they are not going to allow centralized exchanges to have algo stable coins. So that crosses HBD off the list. Odds are, since Hive has an algo stable coin, that probably crosses Hive off the list. So guess what? You're not going to have Hive on your centralized exchanges in a lot of these countries. So we better do it our damn selves. And Cal took the initiative to say, okay, we'll take the premium money and throw it into a liquidity pool. You know, but again, it's, these people don't understand it. I had, when we were talking about Leo Premium, you know, somebody was saying, what do I give a crap about a liquidity pool? You better. You have Hive, you have Leo, you better. But again, I've come to the conclusion, Django, these people simply cannot get it. They can talk about Web3, they can be in Web3. Doesn't mean they understand it. And I will tell you tomorrow, I will show you exactly how little people understand, because what I'm about to say, I've never heard anybody say. And I've listened to those bread spaces. 2.5 hours, people can't think of, they all sit there circle jerking trying to figure out how to make NFTs valuable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, well, no, you're not going to get a lot of value out of your Donald Trump NFT that you paid $5,000 for, to pay for his legal fees.
Boring.
Spend the guy $5,000 if you want to pay his legal fees. I mean, it's like this is moronic. But, you know, Wiki, solved. NFTs have value, solved. I mean, it's, and this isn't the only way to give NFTs value, obviously. I mean, people are saying NFTs are dead. It's like, you're a moron. You're a fool. NFTs have so much potential. Yeah, the crap people are doing with them is absurd. Mm-hmm. They have no applicability to anything, you know, little JPEGs. But when you start to look at the potentiality of ownership and tie in ownership to this data, essentially, because that's what an NFT is, just a graphical representation of some data. Now, what does that data mean? What does that data apply to? Well, you'll have to show up tomorrow to find out.
No, look at you teasing. Look at this guy. What a marketer. What a marketer. Salesman here. Pitching. Getting us excited about the inaugural rebranding of, well, it's not inaugural, but the rebrand of Lion's Den. So Web3 Social has a good question here for Leo Glossary. Would it be cool to have explainer videos on YouTube for Leo Glossary's terms?
Knock yourself out. Honestly, I mean, it's yeah, it's a great idea. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what do you want me to do? How many videos of mine have you seen on YouTube? Zero. None. So you're not going to see any videos from me on YouTube, either under Taskmaster or under Leo Glossary. Knock yourself out. I mean, this is where we sit here. Django, what were we just saying? Ownership. If you want to make videos about Leo Glossary, you don't need my permission. You don't need anybody.
You are an owner. Yeah.
If you have Leo, it's probably in your best interest, since I feel Leo Glossary is going to become a central part of Leo, or at least a significant part of Leo. It's probably in your best interest if you have the capabilities to do that. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with it. I mean, it's not, it's, and even if I did, who gives a shit what I think? It's like when I started this and people said, well, what are you upsetting people? I don't give a shit. I don't need people's permission to post. I don't tap into the reward pool. So if people are pissed off, fuck them. I'm not taking from the reward pool. I decline rewards. So I post 40 times a day. Who cares? That's called building a database. And, you know, again, this is the difference in thinking. Find a need and fill it. If you have the capability, you have the ability, you have the knowledge, you have the understanding to take some of Leo Glossary and create YouTube videos about them, that's a wonderful idea. Have at it. If you can create images, if you're a Canva expert or some of these other graphical programs, and you can create infographics and you can create images and stuff, knock yourself out. If you can be a bozo on camera like Django and talk about it, knock yourself out. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. And I didn't ask Cal's permission to start Leo Glossary. I didn't ask Blocktrade's permission. I didn't ask the permission of the witnesses. I just did it. I have the resource credits. I do it. And, you know, I avoid any conflict with the staying out of the reward pool. I decline rewards. Simple. But this was not designed for rewards. This was designed to enhance the value of Leo. And, you know, that's ultimately what I'm looking to do. So now we got 5,200 pages that are all eligible for advertising. There's 5,200 pages that are interconnected for the most part that provide some value, I believe, and with some other tools can even be enhanced beyond where they stand now. And that's what I'm looking at doing.
There you go. Absolutely. We have a time zone question. But I think this is, it's a very important time zone question to ask. This is actually one we should answer. More T wants to know, what's the time zone of the moon?
I would imagine there's different time zones on it. So I guess, I don't know. You know, ask the space cadet.
I'm sometimes my mind's in space. I'm definitely not smart enough to be a space cadet though.
Yeah, I don't watch space stuff enough. I can't even tell you what's the difference between Elon's rockets. He's got the big super duper motherfucker that he's trying to build. I forget what that's called, but whatever. He has his toys, and how billionaires spend their money is not really top of my concern.
Exactly. I was about to say it's funny. People lose their mind over, you know, the silliest things that you have no control over, like especially in crypto, right? Like anytime there's a bear or a bull or a green candle or a red candle, people lose their freaking minds over it. It's like, do you have any control over that? Like what the markets do? Are you that much of a whale that if you buy your 0.000001 Bitcoin, it's going to affect the markets? Like, no. So just strap in, folks. Just buckle up, put your helmet on.
I've said for years, it's these fucking people don't belong in markets. I know he doesn't even have a keyboard in this, but could you see Warren Buffett slamming his keyboard because Coca-Cola stock went down 5%? No. The guy's in the markets. He understands prices go up and prices go down. It's like people bitching about the bear market. It's like, do you bitch about the weather too? Because it rains. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Markets don't only go up. They go down. You know, people can raise prices in markets, but they also have to lower prices at times. You know, stores have to put stuff on sale because inventory is not moving. You know, that's just the way it is. That's why you go to the grocery store and there's a BOGO. They're not BOGOing something that's scarce. They're BOGOing something that they got coming out their ears, and they need to move it out of the warehouse or the back room. You know, that's markets, and they go up, they go down, and it's like, if you get emotional about it, get the hell out. Seriously, you do not have the temperament for markets, especially crypto, where they're going to move. Fuck, Litecoin dropped like 12% in a week. It was actually all in one day, but, you know, their 7-day total is down 12%. It's like, you know, if you were serious about Litecoin, you're going to lose your cookies, but that's just the way it happens. Yep. You know, Hive's down 5%. Who cares? It's like, so that's just
mind-blowing. Yeah. More T actually has a question before we keep going here. I wanted to address it because they were asking about, you know, what's the streaming service that people forgot because, you know, Vim was offline for a bit, but what's the streaming service on Web3 here on Hive? And we have Vim, Vim.tv. And then the next question, the follow-up question is why isn't it embedded into these Threadcasts, which is kind of the no-brainer of no-brainers. The problem is that Vim doesn't allow for embedding yet for whatever reason. So we can't take the code and embed it. If we could, trust me, it would be front and center. But
we have to use these other applications because Vim doesn't save. So you can't save the video, download it, and
right.
Go elsewhere. So Django has a service that we do this on. And I guess you probably could grab it from YouTube too. I think, you know, they store it also, but, you know, I mean, it takes
like a day to get the recording from YouTube.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know how they work.
So StreamYard allows us to download it right away.
Yeah.
But yeah, streaming on Hive, the only option is Vim, but it's limited,
and,
right?
You
now.
Know, and in defense, when you look at scarcity of resource, and I don't know Vim's roadmap, I have no clue, so I can't speak specifically about that. But when you start looking at the scarcity of resources, in particular developers, it doesn't necessarily make sense to replicate everything to a Web3 version. Right. Because if the Web2 versions work, it's like, okay, so Django has a Web2 service. It works. you know, would he use something different if it was available? Yeah, but for the time and money that would go into building the app, what's the point? You know, ultimately, he gets a video he posted on 3Speak. So it ends up there anyway. It ends up on a Web3 application anyway. You know, it's like Spaces. We use Spaces because it's convenient. It's there. Nobody has to build it. Is it supporting Elon? I guess, but it's some utility that works for us. We have a lot of other low-hanging fruit to address before we start worrying about Spaces on Hive. We have a lot of other, and as is proven, here's the other reality that nobody wants to accept. These people build it and nobody uses it anyway. So, I mean, speaking to the choir there, you know, and it's just, you see this across the board. I mean, we see it with Threads, you know, how many people on Hive who are active Hivers? There's people paying premium membership because they want to support Threads and they're never on Threads, but they're all over Twitter. It's just insane, but that's the mindset. So, you know, you have to be, if you're a development team, you have to be very, very judicious with where you target your resources because, you know, even though it's a great idea and there's a need for it, doesn't mean anybody's going to use it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And speaking from experience, that's the truth. The amount of things we've built over the years, people said they needed it, they wanted it, they used it, and no one did. So, we have to be products of our products. If these guys are developing things a la Leo, use it, please. Let me just double check here. Tara Draz confirmed what you were saying about blockchain as another level of architecture. In the case you mentioned, you are correct. Both front end and back end need to connect to blockchain, and there's difference between blockchains too. So,
yeah. So, I mean, that, and you know, we're dealing with, I mean, we're not even dealing with Solidity. Oh, well, I guess actually Cal is because they're using the smart contracts on, I think it's BSC that they wrote them. Those are Solidity contracts. So, you know, there's another language that is part of the mix and you have to make everything line up. And, you know, it's not easy being a developer and having a team of developers. And that's probably why you end up with teams of developers, because each one has their expertise. But, you know, to expect this to be as smooth as simply a front end tied to a back end database, it's a lot more complicated than that. Mm-hmm.
I'm just grabbing this here because Brando brought something up. And I wanted to address it. He said, would it be possible to integrate 3Speak into Threads so that we can watch that instead of YouTube? Problem is, 3Speak, you can't stream on 3Speak.
Yeah, no, just
stream. So that's the issue. So and the three, only option.
And 3Speak does have embedding. Now,
right.
Here's something I want to throw out to people. For those of you lions who are listening to this, you know, we've done a lot with embedding YouTube stuff. We've embedded YouTube videos and music and all this stuff. You can embed 3Speak into Threads. You have that capability with premium membership, same as YouTube. You go to and open up the 3Speak video and, you know, I think it's a little wheel or something. Maybe it's the share button, but you press one of them and you can click on the embed code. Grab the embed code, same as YouTube, and post it here. Now, the reason why I bring that up is we know a lot of stuff on 3Speak, you're not going to really share out. And if you do, there's other ways of doing it because you can repost it or reblog it or whatever.
Right.
But here's an idea for people. What about taking stuff you have, uploading it to 3Speak? And again, even if it's just an uploading of, you're using 3Speak or you're actually using IPFS as your storage. You upload a video, you upload an audio as storage, you upload a song as storage. Then you take that and you embed it into Threads. See, that's the difference. With what I was saying with YouTube, we're just using Leo to be a front end to the repository that's called YouTube. you could do the same thing with ThreeSpeak. So if you have a song, you can upload it to ThreeSpeak, and that can be embedded. Now, I don't know how they deal with copyrighted stuff, but I'm talking non-copyright stuff, out of copyright stuff, all that type of stuff you could do. You know, copyright stuff, they may say, we don't give a crap. It's on IPFS. We have no control over it. And then if that's the case, then that's the case. You know, and you can upload it through your application. So you don't even need to go through ThreeSpeak to get it loaded into IPFS. So these are ideas of how we can get our own data. I've been saying this for months. Data is the internet, because everything you do on the internet is pulling from a database somewhere. It's pulling from multiple databases at the same time. And anytime you go to YouTube, anytime you go to Twitter, anytime you go or Twitter X, anytime you go to Facebook and you engage with something, anytime you go to Amazon and change a page, you're pulling from their database. Well, all that information's in there. What the hell's in our databases? You know, that's what I keep coming back to. And Leo Glossary, hopefully there's some information in there that's useful. A lot of it now with the movies is the information very similar to what's in IMDb, since that's what we're scraping. So we have it on our own database. And people say, why are you duplicating it? Well, because I can link it. I can set it up on its own page. Now I can suddenly start doing things with pages, such as advertising. I can't get any advertising off IMDb. Mm-hmm. They're not going to give me anything. You know, I can't link pages off there. I mean, I could link their own pages, but it takes them away. They're not going to put stuff on there directed to Leo. They're certainly not going to do that. So these are things that, you know, we need to start thinking about Web3. It's more than talking about it. It's more than even using it. It's truly understanding it. And this is why I said, building a business, it's a much different world than Web2. And it requires innovation. It requires looking at things in a different manner. It's saying, how can I own this?
There you go. Wrapping it up, we'll get Andrezino here. Good to see him. He says, for one who has been missing for a while, what happened to the Leo ads payment? So, yeah, that was supposed to go out January 1st.
High vengeance strikes again.
Yes, the gift that keeps on giving. High Vengeance in all their glory, a.k.a. Splinterlands, has basically there's issues with the nodes. And I if I read Cal's thread, he basically said that they were about to pay it out, and it just basically shut them down like when they were going to pay it out. So apparently they're building a node for Leo, and that will be the node for Hive Engine, which takes a couple days to do the replay and stuff, but should be up if they started it when they had the issues, should be up pretty quick here. So payouts have not been sent yet. We are at the mercy of Hive Engine, which is just wonderful. We love Hive Engine.
You speak from experience on that one. So.
Oh yeah, we stopped our witness. We had a little Hive Engine witness. We just stopped it. It's like, yeah, you earned your B, but it was just the constant, and especially Eliana and I are not tech savvy, so every 2 seconds there was something that went wrong. And begging guys to ninja kick it for us and trying to, it's not worth it. It's such a mess. Such a mess. So when
it's not easy running infrastructure, and that's the other thing people, you know, they get they get pissy about it. It's like, well, running your fucking self.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you can talk about the Hive Engine design and maybe there's a problem with that. And, you know, now that's an ongoing problem because it's designed. But, you know, like Cal's doing, he's got a problem with Hive Engine. Screw it. We'll build one ourselves. They were having problems with the API. Build one ourselves. I mean, that's ownership mindset. You know, you can't sit and say, oh, they're not going to allow us to send all this traffic. Fix it. Build it yourself.
Yep.
No, it's start the process of building stuff, doing stuff, be an owner. You see a problem, you see something you want to bitch about, shut up, don't bitch, and say, can I fix this? How can I fix this? Start the, and if it's technical, I can't fix it, but at least start a conversation about it, and not in a bitchy sense. Just say, you know, what can be done? What are some options? What are some alternatives? What can we do? Or just say, fuck it. It's out of my area of expertise. I'm going to focus on something else. That's what I've done the last 6 weeks that the nodes have been going screwy. Threads are down. Okay, well, I go and deal with long form. Long form writers messing up. Okay, I go deal with something else. There's always, if you're building stuff, there's always something to be done. Always something
to be done. Yep. Constant. Speaking of things being done, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, we've got Lion's Den with your host there, the great and wonderful Taskmaster 4450. You guys can check him out. He will be doing a threadcast, obviously. So
it's Spaces, so anybody, you know, it gets to be open mic where, you know, on Spaces, and that's the other nice thing about Spaces is they do allow, you know, people from the audience to come in and talk. Yep. I mean, it was never designed to be, you know, this week Taskmaster shares his thoughts on Hive. I mean, it was, unfortunately, sometimes it turns into that, but it was designed for people to come and talk about Hive, and now we'll even focus a little more on Leo. But, you know, it's, if you're doing something, you know, get on the call. It's a good way to get exposure, to ask questions, to maybe point out issues. I mean, it's not all, Django and I are not going to sit here and say everything's rosy. Django and I just, we understand there's issues. And it's like, okay, well, can we fix them? No. So what do we do
move
about
move on.
It? We ignore
them. You move like, on and work on something else.
Yeah. It's like, well, nodes aren't working. Well, Django, can you fix them? No. No. So shut up about the nodes and go do something. You know, what can you do? Yeah. Well, I can write a blog post. I can go,
Here's an idea. If nothing's working, how about getting out from behind your desk and going for a walk? How about that?
I've done that too. I've done that where the nodes I was getting 404 and I said, okay, well, I'll get my walk in now. Or, you know,
read a book.
Three weeks worth of dishes. Okay, I'll spend a half hour,
shower once a week. Might do that.
Shower. Yeah. Doesn't it rain?
Yeah, exactly. Guys, you are all epic and awesome. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with the Maniacs. Tomorrow's Lion's Den with Task and his glorious panel of hosts that will jump up. And we will see you guys next Tuesday
for
another awesome, epic Cryptomaniacs. Toodles.
Thanks for listening to the Cryptomaniacs podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to hanging out with you again next week.